Date 28th of October, year 2015. Time 12:05 a.m. Can you please state your full name and date of birth?
Ian McCollins, 21st of February, 1982.
This interview will be recorded. You don't need to say anything, but anything you do say might be used as evidence. Do you understand?
I do.
We have brought you in because we have reason to believe that you might have been involved in a serious crime. Would you like to contact your lawyer before answering any questions?
No, I do not need a lawyer.
You can at any time during this interview ask to speak to one. Do you understand?
I do.
Then, Mr. McCollins, let's begin. What were you doing earlier this evening at the old Richmond mansion?
I was working.
At 10 p.m?
I was.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a carpenter.
What does your work involve?
The usual things. Building things. Fixing other things.
What were you asked to do there tonight?
I was hired to take care of a plague.
But you stated you're a carpenter.
I am. But I have a lot of interesting qualities. It was nothing complicated, really.
Mm. Who hired you?
The owner of the property.
Robert Lisbon. You were nodding. Were you hired by Robert Lisbon, the owner of the Richmond mansion?
Robert uses many names.
What do you mean by that?
As I said, Robert uses many names.
Do you know his real name?
I don't. But I have known him for years.
Doesn't that make you uncomfortable? I have to ask you to refrain from shaking your head and nodding, since this is a recording device that only picks up on sounds.
Sorry.
It doesn't make you uncomfortable that you don't know the identity of your employer.
I don't need to know his name to know that the lad is trustworthy.
How long have you been working for Mr. Lisbon?
A few times over the last 5 years.
Do you know why he keeps changing his name?
I don't.
Have you any knowledge of any illegal activity that Robert might be involved in?
I don't. He hires me for a short time and he pays. I do not really need to know what he's doing besides paying me, do I now?
No, I presume you don't. Were you at the mansion by yourself at this time?
I was.
You didn't see anyone else around the area?
I did not. How long will you keep me, officer?
You do know this is a murder investigation, don't you?
I do. I just don't think we should waste our time here.
That is up to me to decide, don't you think? Let's move on. When did you notice the corpse?
A few hours before you arrived.
But you were not the one to contact us.
I wasn't.
You know who called us?
I do not.
And you didn't see anyone around at the time?
I didn't.
You didn't call us when you found the dead girl?
I did not.
Why didn't you? Do you know the identity of the girl?
I do not.
All right, Mr. McCollins. Can you walk me through what happened earlier tonight?
I was in the building at nightfall, as Rob instructed me. I was trying to do my job until you interfered, and now I am here, talking to you.
And the job was?
Taking care of the infestation, as I told you earlier.
You were found at the scene of the crime, with no one around. You didn't hear or see anything suspicious, and you found the body, but did not contact the police. You do see how this makes you look guilty.
I do understand how this looks. But when you hear from forensics and they tell you how long the corpse has been there, I won't.
Do you know how long the girl has been dead?
Not exactly. But my guess would be at least a few years.
Do you have a reason to suspect this? Let's have a short break. Bloody hell, how did you know that?
I told you.
Yes. I need it on the tape as well. Mr. McCollins, how did you know that the murder didn't occur this evening?
Because that is why I was there.
Are you implying that Robert murdered this girl, and you were there to clean up what he had done?
I am not implying anything. You are the one who came to that conclusion. But consider this. Robert has only owned that mansion for a couple of months. And the girl has been dead for, what, 10 years?
12.
Scary, don't you think? Alright, I think that this has been fun, but I really need to get going, or both of us will have a very bad evening.
Are you threatening me?
I am not. Better pick that up.
Ian, do you mind if I call you that?
It is my name.
All right, Ian. I do need you to be completely honest with me. Are you withholding information from me?
I am not.
Is there anything you would like me to know?
What do you want me to tell you?
A start would be to tell me if you saw someone else who might be a suspect, or were you in fact working with someone?
I see.
Well?
I am not working with anyone, and I didn't see anyone.
Then, will you please tell me how a dead body has been removed from the morgue?
Oh, shite. Oh, it's been lovely talking to you, officer, but I do need you to let me go now.
Sit down!
We both know you have no evidence against me.
You do know that the door is locked from the outside, and won't be open until I say so.
Officer, I'm right, though, aren't I? What hard evidence do you have against me?
We do indeed have evidence against you, Ian.
Oh, let me hear it.
I will tell you if you once again take your seat.
I'm pretty sure I will be able to stand until you finish listing the evidence.
You seem like a good lad. I do not want to have to call for another officer to sit in here with us because you are being uncontrolled. Is that really necessary, Ian? Thank you, Ian. Now, let's see. You wanted to know what evidence we have that points against you. Firstly, Ian, you were the only one found at the crime scene. And indeed, that might have been an unfortunate coincidence. But since you yourself have said that you were in the mansion to take care of the dead body, this does not seem likely.
Is that it?
You were found with a quite large and heavy toolbox. Inside this box, we did not only find hammers and nails, you know. We also found a few things that do not seem to be something a carpenter needs for his line of work. Yes, Ian. We did find the secret place inside that toolbox. But we found the other knives, liquid silver, a few other glass containers with substances that I don't think you need while repairing a window. We also found the gun. But in your defense, this gun seems to be a replica. There were no places for bullets, for example. It does, however, look very real to me. And as you know, to carry a gun or anything resembling a gun in public is indeed against the law.
All right. I see. You do have a case against me.
Do you believe that I would have brought you in here without any evidence at all? We're certainly not allowed to do that.
That is not what I meant. But Rick, sorry, officer, this really isn't going to end well for any of us if you don't return those belongings to me and let me go.
What are you afraid of? Is there someone threatening you?
You could put it like that.
You have nothing to worry about in here. We are inside a police station. There are 20 other police officers around the building. As we speak, my team is trying to figure out who has stolen the corpse. And they will find him or her. You are safe here.
I'm not safe. None of us are.
If you could help me understand, we would be able to make sure that you feel safer. But I don't know who means you harm. And I can therefore not arrange for an arrest or anything else that can help me help you feel safe.
You don't understand.
Then tell me what this is about.
Officer, we are all in danger. You see this wound?
Yes. The nurse patched you up just fine.
That is not it. I was wounded. In the house. Tonight. My blood smells.
No, it doesn't.
Come here, Rick. I will tell you what's going on. But then you are going to have to let me go. Otherwise, all of us are going to be dead at the end of the night.
You know I can't promise you anything of that sort before I hear what you have to say.
I was there tonight to stop the yoke from attacking people. Robert restores old buildings, and I guess it had been lingering there for some time. Is that area known for missing people? All right. That is not necessary. He had heard my name from someone I'd helped before with similar problems and hired me to help him. It was the same kind of creature, which is why he once again contacted me.
A creature?
I don't need you to believe me. I just need you to trust me.
Would you mind explaining to me how the corpse creature disappeared from the morgue? Was it Robert?
No. The people in the morgue have probably removed everything that was stuck in the body by now, which caused her to come back to life. Well, she's not really alive. Anyway, the problem is that now she's pissed off. She will kill everyone in her way until she gets to me. Then she will kill me, and probably you too. This is why I need you to let me out of this room and collect my gear so nobody gets hurt.
That is a very interesting story. I think maybe we might have had enough for today. Would you like me to contact someone for you?
Officer, I am not insane. But if you think we'll survive until morning without doing anything...
Let's have a short break anyway. I would like to see how it goes with the missing body, the loose creature. So you can at least feel a bit safer.
Officer... No. You...
Very odd indeed.
That nobody's answer.
Yes.
I really think they're in trouble. It's not safe in here. I told you this before, a lot of times.
I would like to know what's going on, but as I told you, I can't open the door from the inside. Let's just move on with this investigation. I'm sure everything is fine.
You know it isn't. You can feel it in your bones. It's like a bucket of ice water has just been poured over your head.
Then Ian, what do you believe is holding up the rest of the team? And don't tell me about your phantom again.
Officer Rick. The hair that is sticking up on your back is your animal instincts telling you to flee. Most people experience that same feeling when there is something supernatural around them. It's as normal as breathing.
How do you expect me to believe a horror story? This is a police investigation. And
Rick, can you hear me? We need backup.
I hear you. I need you to unlock the door to the investigation room. What in the...
Where's my tools kit?
Downstairs, in the evidence room.
How can we get there the fastest?
Someone needs to open the door from the outside, and then we need to get downstairs.
Is there any way to get there without going through that door?
No.
We're done for. Be completely quiet.
But that might be.
I can promise you, it isn't.
What in the bloody hell is that?
Thank you for listening to The End of the Night, written and directed by Joanna Hallin, performed by Daniele Antonini as Rick and Gianni Tozzi as Ian.